And today I just want to, as we get into this, I want to challenge you. Hopefully you're reading your Bible, but if that is it, if there's no real love for the Word of God, if there's no real desire to obey what you see in it, to allow it to lead your life, I encourage you today, change your heart. Say, God, I want to live by your Word. I don't want to live by my feelings. You're going to see in this passage that our hearts are can be deceived, and that really is where it happens, in the heart. So we need God's Word to show us the truth and keep us on the way that we should go. I'll read one verse before we pray, and then we'll get into the message. So Deuteronomy chapter 11, and verse number 16 says this: Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. So this was a warning to them. This is something that they had to take heed to. They had to actually pay attention, to look out for this. And the same is true in our hearts today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get into the message. Father, we come to you today and just thank you so much for the good service you've given us so far. We thank you for the songs that we've been able to sing. Lord, I thank you that you are a God who is so worthy of all our praise and worship. Help us, Lord God, in our hearts today to have a desire to walk close to you. God, I pray that you would break through in people's lives, Lord, who are deceived maybe by the ways of this world or their own hearts and their own thoughts, God, today. May we look to your Word. God, it's not all about how we feel. It's about what you've told us. It's about your instruction. It's about what your Word has given to us. May we believe that, God, to be the final authority in our lives and to follow it with all of our hearts. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So just to bring you up to speed on this, Moses, as he's talking to these people, he let them know that about the wonderful things that God had done for them. And they knew it. They experienced it. And in this chapter, he talks to those that were older. Not to the younger ones, but the older ones who had actually seen God work, who had seen God perform miracles. Now, when you think about that, in the way that God performed a miracle in their lives, you might think, how could they ever forget God? How could they ever forsake this God? I mean, this God had come through for them in such a way that nobody else could have done. So how can you forget him? And the truth of the matter is, if we're not in his Word, if we're not allowing the Word of God to get into our hearts today, then we can be deceived. We can be deceived by what we see around us. We can be deceived by the ways of the world. And as we read through this, this is going to challenge you in your daily life in the Word of God. It's going to challenge you to not just take a plan and say, I'm going to read through the Bible this year and we're going to make it and I'm going to read it every day. That's a good thing. You should do that. But it ought to be deeper than that. In fact, I think sometimes we give more time to everything else and less time to God. We say, Lord, I'll give you this set time of my day. I'll give you 30 minutes. I'll read the Word. I'll pray. I'll do this. God in his Word instructs us, we'll see it here, that they would be in talking of the Word of God, talking about his commandments, talking about how he worked in their lives all day long, from sun up till sundown. That it was part of their family as they raised their children. They would teach their children about God. They would teach their children about what God has done and how his commandments are good and how we ought to obey them. In our lives and in our homes, do we do that same thing? Do we take the time to put the priority on the Word of God? And I'll admit, I don't always do that. I'll admit, as a father, as a husband, I don't always put that priority there. And there's a danger in this. If we don't hold the God's Word and view it as this is something that we're going to do, we have to do this, this is our Lord who has commanded us, if we don't view it like that, then we can be deceived. And this can be a person who has put their faith in Jesus. The Lord has saved you from your sins. He's changed your life completely. He has done a great work in you. If you don't pay attention and take heed, and don't take the time to put God's word in your life, then you can be deceived. You can be deceived by the devil. And so I want to encourage families today, fathers out there, let's take God's word more serious than we are. Let's take it and really get deeper into it than we do. How often do we read the word of God and not really even have an understanding of what we're reading? And I know there are some times where you can come up to a passage and it's confusing, and I don't say you're going to understand it all right away, but that is when we should study the word of God. That's when we should say, Lord, what do you have? What does this mean? Or do you just kind of read through it? I've been guilty and at times in my life where it was just, I'm reading the plan. I'm making sure I'm checking off my boxes daily and just going through it so quickly that I didn't really hear what God had to say. What's the point of that? Is there a purpose to that? Is there a purpose to our Bible reading? Do we allow the Word of God to be the final authority for our lives? Is the Word of God in your family, does it dictate how you're going to live? I hope that the answer is yes. But if it's not, then you need a change today, because the devil is looking to destroy us. He's an enemy. He's a deceiver. He wants to destroy you, your family, your children, all of them. But God's word grounds us. God's word keeps us following him. And if you don't have it in your life, I mean, you're not really grounded. You're not going to be firm. You're not going to stand on God's word by not applying it to your life. It doesn't just happen. I love how he said, take heed. This is something that you have to do. It's not that I wake up and I just automatically am going to follow God. I know his word. No, I have to take heed how I live my life. To take heed how I live and walk and how I treat my family and how I serve the Lord. All of these things God has given us in his word. Hold your place here. I want to show you in Revelation chapter 12. In Revelation 12, it speaks of the devil here. Revelation 12 and verse number 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. And then look at this statement, which deceiveth the whole world. The devil is a great deceiver. In fact, the devil, Paul said, it could transform into an angel of light. I'm not going to turn to that passage, but sometimes the devil can mimic the things of God so closely that people are deceived. People are deceived by religious things because the devil has his hands in it. The devil is a good counterfeit. He likes to be close to what God's word is, but be far enough off to where you don't obey him. So how does a person fight that off? Well, not because you're strong, not because you're smart. I'm sure you are. But it's because we hold to God's word. It's because we have the truth from God. What an amazing thing that God would give us his complete word. And by that, I mean everything that you need to live your life and to live a godly life and obey him is contained in the word of God. Everything. God gives us that instruction. Now, obviously, the Bible doesn't tell us everything there is to know, because there's no way you could make a book big enough for that. But God gives us what we need to know. God gives us what we need to know to follow him, to serve him, to love him. And so Israel was at this place. They were at a place where the good things were going to start happening to them. They had been in the wilderness. They had wandered around. They had needs, and God met those needs. They had times of worry and fear from the Egyptians, and God took care of all that. And God was bringing them to a place of rest. And this place of rest would be amazing after you had been through all that. It would be amazing to say, okay, finally, Lord, you've brought me to where I need to be. I'm so glad I'm here. I can finally have a home here, set some roots down, and raise my family. But with that comfort that God was about to provide for them, with that blessing, there comes a warning. That your life, you need to pay attention to these things. That you don't just forget about what I've done. That you don't just pass on by and say, okay, we're good now, everything's great. He said, no, you have to continue to follow me. In fact, you're not done with all your battles. There's going to be fights. I'm going to give you this place, but you have to keep fighting. And I want to tell us as a church today, we have to fight the devil. We have to fight the deception that comes to our lives, the deception that comes to our families, and we have to fight it off with the Word of God. We don't fight it with our weapons, but we fight it with the Word. And if you don't know the Word of God, if you don't follow the Word of God, if you don't read the Word of God, how are you ever going to fight deception? You can't. You might say, well, I'm going to do what I think is good. I have pretty good judgment, pretty good character. I think I can make some right choices. I know right and wrong. Some people really might think that. I already know enough. I know, you know, don't kill, don't steal, don't commit adultery. I know these things. But there's so much more in the Word of God. And our hearts are deceitful, the Bible says, above all things. Our heart. A lot of people follow emotion. Emotion is the absolute worst thing you could ever follow. Following your heart is the worst advice anybody has ever given. It's not good. I know my emotions. I live in a house full of girls, so I know how women's emotions are. But emotions are real. And if I am not really holding them back and containing them, if I live by how I feel, it's going to be a roller coaster. One day I might be happy because things are great. The next day things aren't going so good, so I get angry. If I live on my emotions, it's not good. So why is it that we feel like we should really trust our feelings? Why is it that we want something and we're like, this is what I desire, it's what I want. Why can't I just have what I want? And the reason is because what you want is not always good. It's not always good. I don't always want the right thing. I don't always want to follow God the way that I'm supposed to. I don't always want to continue on. There's times where I want to give up and quit. But here's the truth. If we stay in the Word of God and we allow it to shape our lives, we allow it to dictate how we're going to live today. When I wake up, it doesn't matter what I feel like. What does God say? What has God told me? And this right here is something that you have to do every day of your life. Every day of your life, you ought to be in the Word of God, and you ought to be following God. I'm going to read some verses here. We're back in Deuteronomy chapter number 11. Apparently I can't turn a page. There we go. Deuteronomy chapter 11. So let's look at some of these verses here. Look in verse number 10. We'll start there. For the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt from whence ye came out, where thou sowest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot, as a garden of herbs. But the land whither you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are upon it from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. So God really talked about the fruitfulness of the land here, how it was a good place, how God had watered it, taken care of it, his eye was upon it. So this is where I'm bringing you, is what he said. In verse 13, and it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in its due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. So God said to them, he gave this to Israel as they were coming into it. He said, you need to diligently hearken to my commands. You need to pay careful attention to what I've commanded you. And I think sometimes we feel like, I already know this. I've read this. I've studied this. I already know what God says. I already know what the Bible says about this. I don't need. But here's the thing. We always need to be reminding ourselves of the Word of God. Always need to be reminding ourselves of His commands. And there's never going to be a day to where you can just set your Bible on the shelf and say, you know what? I've heard enough from God. I know what I'm doing. I don't need this anymore. No, every day you have to get into His book. Every day you have to. And by the way, He was saying, you need to do it with the purpose of, I'm going to obey what God has commanded me to do. The Scriptures, when we sit to read them, the intent and the purpose of our heart should be, God, I want to obey you. What does your word say? How often do we see things in the Bible that we don't line up with? And we just go on and say, yeah, that's probably right. I should do that. I should live this way. But I'm not going to. Because of whatever reason, it's just not who I am. It's not my personality. I don't like this. That's a problem. You don't sit down and read God's word and say, I'm going to take what I like and I'm going to obey that and everything else. I'm going to say, oh, well, this doesn't really matter. That's not how we should treat God's word. But yet sometimes believers, they fall into that rut of, I obey what I want to obey from the commands of God. But God deserves obedience in all areas of your life. His word should dictate everything you do. We should be people that are led by His word. There is so much confusion in our world today. There is so much deception in our world today. There is, and now that we have the internet and people could put videos out and talk about whatever they want, I mean, deception in my mind has really risen to a new level. Because you can get deception from anywhere. I mean, it's at the click of your fingers. You want to find some error, you'll find it. It's all over the place. Before, at least, I mean, you know, you just had the neighbors around you and the community you were in, not a lot going on. But today, it's everywhere. And how do you fight this? We fight it by taking the Word of God and standing on it. And God's Word is not always popular. In fact, God's truth sometimes offends people. What God commands, what God really tells us to do, sometimes it offends people to where they say, well, I want to do that. Why didn't God let me do that? I don't feel like you should set rules on this. I don't feel like this should be, and people get upset about it. And at times they may show you that they're upset and take it out on you, but the reality is they have a problem with God. The reality is they don't want to obey the Creator. And God is such a wonderful and merciful God. He is loving, He's kind, He's given us His word, He speaks to us through the Spirit of God. But God is also a powerful Creator, a powerful and mighty God who deserves your life, who deserves your service. And I want to tell you today, and it was the same for Israel right here, God wants what's best for you and your family. He wants what's best for you. His word will lead you down a path that will bring you His blessings. They will bring you satisfaction in the fact that you're living for God. Your relationship with Him, when you obey His word and walk in His word, He will walk with you. You will never be alone. But He desires and He commands that we follow Him. And what the way we do that is by keeping the word of God in our lives. So He told them, I'll bless you. And then we read 16. He talked about, take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived. And then He said in verse 17, if you are deceived and you turn away to other gods, and then the Lord's wrath will be kindled against you, and He shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, unless ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord thy God giveth you. So He said, if you He said to Israel, if you forsake me, if you turn aside from my commands, then there is going to be a punishment for it. You will not stay in this land. You will not remain here. When God told, I was thinking about this. When God told Moses to give this to the children of Israel, the children of Israel at this time probably thought, man, I know this. We follow God. God's done all these things. God's bringing me into this land. I know all this stuff. It's fine. We're going to be fine. But did you know that what God says right here about them going astray is going to happen to the children of Israel? That they're going to get to a place where they forget about who God is? Where they get to a place, in fact, Israel was taken captive. Why? Why didn't they stay in the land? Why did the Babylonians come in? Because they didn't obey God. They didn't obey His word. They didn't take this serious in their life. They lived like it really didn't matter that much. Because they obviously strayed from Him. And I want to say to us today, God will bless you. God will take care of your family. God will work in your life, but not if you're in disobedience to Him. Don't expect God to bless your family if you do not honor His word and obey it. Don't expect for God to bless your life and say, okay, I'm going to live like I want, God, but I expect you to work and move and speak. He's not going to do it. We have to do our part. We have to do our part in believing His word and obeying it. So my question to you today is this. How serious do you take God's word in your family? You know, we have time to do many different activities throughout the day. We have time to, especially in our day and age with a lot of people, and I don't know how you are, but a lot of people spend so much of their time, whether it be social media, watching TV, on the internet. I mean, a lot of time devoted to it. A lot. And I mean, they like that entertainment. They like that. It's kind of fun or whatever. But they desire that. And what happens with us, when we give more and more time to that stuff, it takes more and more of our time away from God. I love technology. I think that the things that we have today, they're some really neat stuff, and I like it. I like the luxuries that we have. But sometimes I think that puts us at a disadvantage because we have all these things. We have all these things that take our time and our attention and our love, and it would just be a simpler day if you didn't have it all. It's here. It exists. It's part of the world. You go out and you're going to get a job, more than likely you're going to need to know about it. It's part of everyday life. There's good things that came from it. But there's also danger with it. There's danger with us not giving our heart to God, and we give it to everything else. It's danger when our kids are just so involved with everything but God. Our kids ought to know that the Word of God takes priority in our life, and it should take priority in your life. But I want you to think about how you spend your time with God every day. How do you spend your time with God every day? Think in your own mind. If you could look and just kind of analyze how you are, do you feel like you are really giving your attention and devotion to God enough on a daily basis? And some of you might say, absolutely. I love God. I spend time in His Word. I spend time in prayer. I make it a priority in my life. And I want to say, keep going. Don't lose that. Because you're going to need that forever. But some of you in this room could probably say, my walk with God is not that good. My Bible reading is not that exciting to me. I don't really give it that much time. I have so many other things going on in my life. I have a lot of responsibility, a lot of duties that I have, and I gotta take care of things. We're foolish to think that we can just make it without God. We're foolish to think that I don't need this book, I don't need prayer, I don't need to follow Him. That's foolish. But one thing that comes to a person's mind sometimes, and this came to them when they finally got into that land, is I can take it easy now. You can kind of rest easy, right? The enemies are behind me now. We've already defeated them. I've already followed God. God's brought me to this place. It's not time to take it easy. It's not time to quit. This life, you're never going to have a moment to where it can just be time to just kind of relax and take it easy. I don't have to worry about the truth anymore. Deception's always there. The devil's always there looking for the opportunity. And do you know the people that he finds that he can deceive are the ones that don't take any heed or pay any attention to the Word of God? If you don't read your Bible, you don't study it, you don't go to it for wisdom and for instruction, then you are going to be easily deceived by Satan. Easy. It's not that hard. He doesn't have to do that much because you don't know what God says. If I don't know what God says, then how am I going to follow God? So how are you following God today? Are you following God because you read His Word and He instructs you and you say, okay, I know what God's told me to do today. I know how God wants me to live and I'm going to do this. Or we just kind of say, here we go. Here's another day. Wake up, do my thing, go to sleep, it's done. I lived my day. I wasn't that bad. I didn't do anything terrible. I didn't yell at anybody today. I didn't get angry. I did okay. You think we just did okay? I think sometimes we live like that. Sometimes we live like, okay, we're doing enough. We're not doing enough if we're not in His Word. Look at verse 18. He said, therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between thy eyes. So God said, you need to always be, you know, keep my word in your heart and viewing it, seeing it, focusing on that. And then in verse 19, and ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied in the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. A lot of good in that right there. And when I read this, I always think about, am I doing enough for my family? And I'll be honest, I can do more. I can do more. My walk with God, I don't feel like I'm at a place where I say it's just at this place where I don't need to increase my love. I need to increase my love for His Word. And I need to increase my love for Him. The world is going to fight for your attention. The world is, it's full of things that catch our eyes, things that please us, things that we desire, things that we want. And the world is so deceptive because when you get what you want, when you get what you've always desired, do you think that you ever find satisfaction from getting something you want from the world? And I'm going to give you the answer, no. And somebody might say, well, that's not true. I get all these things and I love them. But here's the thing about it. You always want more. Always. You could get the newest whatever it is today and you could be happy and so excited. I've worked so hard for this. I spent my time on this. I spent my life on this. But then guess what? It's not going to take long before that's old and something new comes out. Living by our desires is never going to satisfy us. You need to learn how to change your desire for the Word of God. Do we really long for the Word of God? Do we desire it in our lives, in our families? And I'll tell you how to know. Do you ever speak of God throughout your day with your kids? Do you read the Bible with them? Do you tell stories? So many times I'm guilty of doing. And not evil things, you know, work. A lot of times involved in work. And I'm so busy that I don't take the time to really show the importance of God's word to the family. I want to encourage you today. There is someone that can satisfy your life. There is somebody, if you walk with him, he can give you the desires of your heart because those desires are toward him. He can meet your needs. He can be there in times of darkness and in times that are great. God is there for us. And if we walk with him, we can experience that. But we have to actually get into the word of God. We have to actually learn how to love his word. Let's go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119 is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. It is a very lengthy chapter, but it's about the word of God. And it's a great chapter. So in Psalm 119, look in verse 10. This is probably a familiar verse to many. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. The psalmist here said his heart, his entire heart was given to God. God, I am searching for you with every fiber of my being. I love you, God. I love your word. Your word is true. Your word is good to me. And I hide it in my heart. And the reason he said I hide it is that I could avoid sin. That I could avoid the hurt and the pain that comes from living a life away from you. A life of pain that comes from disobeying and living for self. God, I want to live for you. And my whole heart is seeking that. Look in verse number 97 now. It says, thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I love that verse there too. If you have enemies, you have things you're struggling with, the psalmist here said that I'm going to go to the word of God. God's going to give me this instruction here. And then he said, I have more understanding. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. The heart of the psalmist says, I love your word. Your word is sweet to me. God, your word, I desire it. And maybe you're sitting here today and you say, I read my Bible, but I don't really get up and think I love this. I want to do this. You know, we can love God's word. The way that we love God's word is by, number one, I mean, you can ask God, God, give me a desire today. But one thing you got to have to do is get the evil things out of your life. Get the ways of this world out because they clutter your life. Those, when I start focusing on the world and it becomes my you know, what I'm going for and head toward, I don't really regard God and his word. The problem with a lot of people is we don't really seek after God. We're seeking after things that we want, after our own pleasure and our desires. And what's going to happen? Here's what's going to happen. You may live your life and live a decent life. You might have things go pretty good for you. You know, things aren't too bad. But you're not going to experience God on the level that God wants you to. God, and I believe this, God wants to be so real in your life. He wants to be so close to you that you walk with him, you obey him, you follow him, you love him, that nothing else in this world means anything to you. It's God. God is my focus. Even Moses told the people, this is a command. The command that he challenged them to obey is to love God. Love God. Because when you obey that commandment, when you love God, everything else is going to be easier. It's going to be easier to obey his word. It's going to be easier to follow him. It's going to be easier to get into the word of God and it means something to you. But when I don't love him, and that's a possibility, you can, as a believer, I'm telling you, you can get to a place where you've let everything else kind of latch onto your life and you don't love God like you should. It's possible. There are probably people in this room today that are born-again believers, and your love for God is really not that much. You can get up tomorrow. You can go your whole day without talking to God. You can go your whole day without reading his word, and it doesn't bother you. You can just do that day after day. And yeah, maybe you come to church and say, I'm here. But does God's word even change your life then? Do you sit through service after service to where God's word is preached by our pastor and given to us? We're given instruction and we walk out those doors and nothing ever changes. There's probably people in this room today, that's you. That is not the life God wants you to have. God wants you to experience him, to know him. And the thing about God is so amazing. Man is sinful. Man has turned their back on God. God did everything possible to make you right with him. He sent his son to die for your sins and my sins so that all my sins could be washed away and I could be forgiven and I could have a relationship. And then God took the time to give me a Bible that was inspired by him, that is true in every word, and it gives us direction. And he's given it to us. And here's the sad thing. We have it in front of us, but sometimes, and for some of you maybe, you don't value it at all. It doesn't mean that much to you. It's just what you do. Part of a routine. The Bible doesn't really mean much to you. When is the last time when you were reading your Bible that God just spoke to your heart so much, and as you're studying, you just, I mean, God just opened up your eyes to where you could see that he was speaking directly to you. That happens. God does that. God speaks to us. But we don't always listen. We don't always want to hear it. It's a shame that God does so much for his creation, so much to get them to a place where they're walking with him, where he's taking care of all their needs. He's satisfying them. He's showing them how to live their lives. And then his people want nothing to do with it. Moses told these people, you're going to get in this land. It's going to change everything. This is land that God has blessed. But when you get there, make sure you don't forget about God. When you get there and the battles are done, it's not time to stop trusting God. They got to a place where God had to part the Red Sea for them. They had to trust God. They didn't have food in the wilderness. God gave them manna. God gave them stuff to drink. They were trusting God every step of the way. He said, this is going to change. You're going to be in a different place. And what I want you to remember is that you still need God. And you still need his word. No matter where you're at in this life, you're always going to need God and his word. And here is the blessing. God is ready for you today. God can change your life today. You could say, I've been walking away from him. Some of you may say, I don't even know him. You can know the Lord, the God, the creator of this universe today in a personal way. That walk can be real. Maybe you say, my walk with God hasn't been real for a long time now. Change it today. Today's the day to do it. Let's change it. Let's get close to God. Let's walk with him and love him. It'll change everything in your family. If you haven't been walking with God and you say, I'm gonna change this, God will change everything. You're going to be amazed after walking with him, the things that he does in your life. But it's not just going to happen by just by reading the Bible. We got to be in a place where we're putting it into our life and our families every single day. That it's what I talk about. We can talk about everything else and have good conversation and enjoy it. Why don't we talk about God more? Why don't we talk about what he's done? Why don't we talk about his blessings? It's because it's not really in your heart. So today, if you have a heart problem, I know a God who can fix it. You can come to the Lord. You can pour out your heart to him. Confess to him. Tell him, God, I long for you. I want to know you more. And for those of us in this room who are walking with God, I'm telling you, I don't think we're even close enough still. We can always improve. We can always do more. Don't ever go backwards in the Christian life. In fact, don't even stay stationary and stagnant because you're going to go back that way. You got to always be moving forward. Always be increasing your walk with God and your love for him. So God loves you today and he wants to be a part of your life. If you would, stand with me to your feet, bow your heads, close your eyes for a minute. We're going to have a time of invitation. The piano's going to play. Give you a couple minutes just if you want to do business with the Lord, talk to him. If you need someone to help you, we're more than happy to help guide you or instruct you in the Word of God. But today, wherever you're at in life, you know where you're at. You know your desire for his Word.